apologise for the delay in the meeting. We had a very good, robust discussion pre-meeting that just seemed to run a little bit over, and we needed a comfort break, so apologies for that. Okay, members, I'm going to do the introductory remarks. I would like to welcome you all to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There are some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak. Okay, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P to propose, S to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. So red, orange, and green. Thank you, members. Okay, so we have no members online. So it's all of the questions. Okay, Councillor Bosie.
Yeah, it's just in relation to item 12. And an update would usually be in open session, so would it be an idea to have that in open session?
Okay, Councillor Bosie, my understanding is from your question, we have an item number 12, which is in relation to planning, which people seem to take in open business, and you're asking why it's being taken in closed business today. Is that correct? Thank you. Director?
This was previously it's the same report that has been discussed in open session in other forums. So the reasoning today was it could be a really good discussion, you know, with auditors and everybody here in closed session. However, if members want it moved to open session.
Okay, thank you, Director. Members, in your hands, we have this report previously taken in open business, in closed business to allow a good discussion today. So I'll be guided by yourselves if you want to take it now in open business or wait to close business for this particular meeting. Okay, Councillor Hanlon. Posed by Councillor Bosie, second by Councillor Hanlon. Okay, members, we'll take the item in open business. Could I suggest that we take it as item number seven, then before we move into closed business? You're right. Please. Yes, I move on through it. Okay, members. Apologies. Could we take any apologies, please? Councillor Howe. Harry, sorry. That is okay. Thank you. Okay, members. Declarations of interest. Any declarations at this juncture? No. Thank you, members. Okay, item number 3 is our action sheet arising from our last meeting on the 19th of September. And members, I first take you through for accuracy. So if I could take you through page 1, page 2, and page 3. Okay, members, first I'll take a proposal and seconded for accuracy. Both by Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor... Yeah, thank you. Just a comment from the Director first, please. Thank you.
So you'll see, members, that there's one action still remaining on the action sheet, and it's relation to training. I know that Democratic Services are sourcing training at the moment, and we would hope to have it, if it's not March, then in April. It'll be for all audit committee members, but we're actually wondering whether we have it open for all councillors to attend. But that's something Democratic Services are working on.
If I could just suggest, because we're going to have the AGM in June, mm-hmm. So if parties can have consideration to who may move on to the audit committee, that they would be put training than when we're doing it, even if it's not all councillors attending. At least we have those that potentially would be on the audit committee trained. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chief Executive. Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair. In my role on Libraries NI, I am attending a audit and risk committee training on the 13th of March through the Chief Executive's Forum. I think it's technically called. It may be a good idea just to tap into and see what materials they are using and if that is beneficial for the members that will be on the audit.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Noted. Okay, members, can I take the same proposal and seconder for approval for the action sheet?
Yep, okay.
Good. Thank you. Okay, members, moving
can
on
I,
to...
Can I, just oh, sorry, comment, I think it should be open to all councillors because I'm thinking independence as well. You know, obviously, as a party, we would potentially know who's going on auditor's then, but I think just to keep it open that anybody can go to it.
Sorry, Chair, my point's not that it's not open to all councillors, but can you make sure your councillors are going to audit committee will actually attend, is the point. Because even if we opened it to all councillors... Not everybody will actually attend the training. So it's a wee bit of a push to those that would want that they do attend.
Okay. Thank you, Chief Executive. Thank you. Okay, moving to item number 4, mid-year assessment of performance 2024-25. I'm going to hand over to Catherine for that report. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to note the mid-year assessment of 24-25 that was agreed at SPNR on the 14th of November. I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Floor open for questions. Okay, no questions. Oh, sorry, Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Catherine. Just in relation to the report, I can't remember if I asked this at SPNR, so I do apologise. I was looking at the Leisure Centre count. Obviously, that is in relation to the new Leisure Centre swimming pool being closed. But is it also the unscheduled closures, you know, training days? And obviously, the storm would have had an impact on these. But is there anything else from the Leisure Centre figures being down that we need to be concerned about? And then the second point is in relation to the management of the enforcement team and space that continues to be vacant. Is there a plan to address that vacancy to enable the management of the enforcement team to actually improve so that performance and that smiley face and arrow changes to a nicer colour than what it is right now? So that's just the two questions I picked up on.
I can come in on the Leisure Centre's figures specifically through the Chair. So it is predominantly down to the closure of the injury that the figures are reflected as they are. It relates also to the likes of the number of young people participating in health and wellbeing initiatives. A very popular programme would have been Down Swims, for example, in both Leisure Centres Down and Newry. So with the removal of the facility as such for 12 months, and that has significantly impacted all our targets as well. We would fully expect that to be reversed when the facility reopens again. Back out of it. That answers the member's question.
Thank you, Andy. Sinead?
Yes, thank you, Chair. In relation to the enforcement statistics and the recruitment around the enforcement and education manager role, so I'm working closely with the HR manager in developing a recruitment plan, and that recruitment plan will reflect business as usual vacancies alongside additional vacancies, service reviews, and the implementation of the new SME structure. In relation to that, post around the management of the enforcement officers, so that description has been made and evaluated, and the recruitment process will be initiated before the financial year. I'm not anticipating that we're going to have a major turnaround in terms of our statistics for the by year end, but for 25-26.
Okay, thank you, Sinead. Okay, members, without further questions, then I'll move to a proposer and seconder for noting, please. Opposed, please. Jarvan, seconded by Councillor Bosley. Thank you very much. Item number five, members, is the Corporate Risk Register and the Risk Register, the ERT one as well. I'll ask Josephine, first of all, to touch on the CRR, please.
Members, you can see that the Corporate Risk Register has been updated by SMT at a meeting earlier on this month. There hasn't been a change to the actual risks or the risk ratings, but we have updated on controls and actions taken. The Risk Register here today, as far as the Record Risk Register, is the ERT Risk Register. So I will leave it for questions at this stage for members if they have any.
Thank you, Director. Councillor Hannan, please.
Yeah, it's just under CR4, failure to provide robust and timely planning decisions. Just query why that's sitting at amber as opposed to red, given the risk it is to the district in terms of economic development and other factors that planning would impact on.
It's the residual risk that we look at there.
I think the residual risk is reflective of the actions that are in train and the performance improvement plan that we have adopted and the recruitment exercises that have been underway and are nearly concluded. So that's a But that's what we anticipate the outcome of them today.
I just think that it's an anticipation of it going to amber, but it's maybe just need to stay at red at the minute. I just think anybody looking at that from the outside in would be thinking, no, this is a red indicator, not amber at the minute. I know we're making progress, but we're just not there yet. And that's based on feedback that I'm getting from planning agents, from applicants, and just in general.
Thanks, Chair. I think it's reflective of the previous risk register as well. So the risk rating remains unchanged from the previous period, but we're happy to take that back and reconsider on the basis of the current performance and report back at the next audit committee.
Yeah, members, are we content with that as a way forward? Mr. Hannan, are you content with that? Okay, so we're going to be approving then today Risk Register as it stands, with further review for coming back at the next meeting. Okay, can we take the ERT Risk Register then as well, please? Thank you.
Is that right? I think that the ERT Risk Register there sets out eight risks and actions, and the risk scores are unchanged from the last review. And I'm happy to take any questions members have in respect of the individual risks identified.
Okay, thanks, Connor. Any questions, members? Yeah, it's pretty clear. Everything's basically sitting at amber. Okay, members. Thank you for the risk register. And with that in mind, then could I get a proposer and seconder for approval of both of those registers, please? Councillor Mathers, thank you. Just a seconder. Ms. O'Hare, thank you very much. Okay, members, that takes us to item number six, which is prompt payment statistics. I couldn't get that out. Chair, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Members, then in front of you is the statistics for quarter two and quarter three for 24-25. Well, in quarter two, we paid 94% of all suppliers within 30 days, with an average time to pay suppliers of 12.39 days. And then for quarter three, up to the end of December 24, We paid 95% of suppliers within the 30-day period, and the average number of days fell to 11.61. So members are just asked to note the report. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Jared. Any questions from members?
Yes, thank you. It's more statement, Chair, just to comment that it's been great progress over the last number of years, particularly in this area. So just wanted to end the officers' focus on this to getting it into a positive trend. So pass that on.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Absolutely agree. Thank you. Okay. Proposer and seconder then to note, please. Devlin? Seconder, Councillor Sharvin. You? Okay, members, then we would go to the planning update. Number 12, which would take as number 7. And
thanks, Chair. This is the report that was tabled and subject to a very good debate at SPNR last month. So it's there for Audit Committee to note, but I'm happy to take any questions that members have.
Okay, members. Thank you, Connor. Councillor Devlin.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Connor. I know I wasn't up to previous committee meeting. I'm just wondering, in terms of discussions with DFI and obviously the other statutory consultees, I know that discussions have took place. Is there any response to that or any plan from their perspective in terms of how they're going to move things along? I mean, that figure of 25% of the 25% of the quarter shows my mileage ability there. But, it's a huge, huge percentage. And we know ourselves, we're phoned up with planning applications. Well, that consultee is not back and it's taken an awful lot of time to navigate the system. So the DFI or central government have any sort of
solutions proposed in that regard? We're in regular contact with our statutory consultees. We are in regular contact with our statutory consultees in respect of getting responses back in a timely manner. I can't report any improvement in the current timeframes for our statutory consultee responses. However, there is ongoing work with statutory consultees to try and resolve them matters. They would report back to us resourcing and significant resourcing issues within each of the departments that impacts on their ability to respond as in a timely manner. But them conversations will continue.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Thank you for that. Members, no other comments in relation to that report? Councillor Bosie?
I made the point in the last SPNR about some of the reasons maybe behind why we can't retain, and there's possibility that it could be pay. Is there any way of looking at, if you look at the high vacancy, but at what point does it become a matter of looking at the pay to reflect and?
Thank you, Councillor Connor.
At any exit interviews that we conduct with staff who are leaving pay is not a common issue. The issues tend to be personal issues. They may be related to location and they may be related to lifestyle changes that some of the staff may wish to adopt. I can also say that we have as many people moving into this council from other councils as we may have moving out of this council to another local authority. So we are in a position now where we are very close to a full complement of staff. We have run recent recruitments and there has been significant interest. And we are now seeing stronger candidates coming through. And we've been able to offer and appoint a large number of staff over the last period of time. So I would hope in the next few months, assuming that no one else leaves, that we will be up to a full complement of staff within the development management team. And as I say, the recruitment and retention continues to be a major focus for staff within the planning department.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Okay, members, can we have a proposal and seconder to note the report, please? Councillor Boyce, proposed. Councillor Sharvin, seconded. Thank you. Okay, members, items 8 to I'm going to suggest maybe 23 are taken within closed business. The last one, item 24, there is shown as global internal audit standards, and it seems that that's not a confidential report by the look of it. So we'll take that out of closed business as well. Okay, so items 8 to 23 are deemed to be restricted under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So could I have a proposer and seconder to go to closed business, please? Thank you, Councillor O'Hare and Councillor King. Thank you. Okay, members, we'll wait a few minutes to we get the nod from Fionnuala. Management policy stroke strategy, in line with the internal audit recommendations, is also agreed to approve the risk appetite statement at Appendix 3 of the officer's report. Sorry. Commandeered you. Oh, sorry, members. Item number 9, update on audit recommendations on the proposal of Councillor Bosey, seconded by Councillor King. It was agreed to note the progress in implementing both internal and external audit recommendations. Item number 10, direct award contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Devlin, it was agreed to note the quarter 2 and quarter 3 updates in relation to direct award contracts. Item number 11, procurement action plans. On the proposal of Councillor King, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the update and progress in relation to the Directorate Procurement Action Plans. Item number 12, update on fraud and raising concerns. On the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the following. The update in relation to fraud and raising concerns cases detailed in Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report. 2, the progress and actions arising from the NIAO Internal Fraud Risk Self-Assessment. And item number 3, the update in relation to the National Fraud Initiative. Item number 13, and his update report, NCC. Or, yeah, I'll just read the first bit first. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to note the following. Firstly, the update on the notice of motion, March 2024, on the NCC project. And number 2, the latest correspondence received in issue to the NIAO on the project, and I'm being advised by the Chief Executive here. It was also agreed on the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, to write to the Local Government Auditor to express the concerns of the Audit Committee in relation to her communication referring to specifically to the Keys Shopping Centre as a potential site for the Newry Civic Hub, particularly as the Council had previously highlighted detailed reports regarding site selection. Moving on then on to item number 14. Thank you, Chief Executive. Item number 14, report to those charged with governance 23-24. On the proposal of Councillor Hannan, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the report to those charged with governance. Item number 15, audit and assessment report 24-25-S95. On the proposal of Councillor King, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the audit and assessment report 24-25. Item number 16, annual audit letter. On the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Bosey, it was agreed to note the annual audit letter. Item 17, Local Government Audit Report 24. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to note the Local Government Audit Report 2024. Item 18 and 20-23, Summer NI Summary Report and the other reports, Leisure, Car Parking User and Flood Grant Verification. On the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor Devlin, it was agreed to approve Summer NI Summary Report, approve note, maybe? Note the Summer NI Summary Report, including Leisure Service Report, Car Parking Report, User Access Management Report, Flood Grant Verification Report. And item 19, Internal Audit Plan 24-25, on the proposal of Councillor King, seconded by Councillor Mallard, was agreed to approve the Internal Audit Plan 24-25. And the changes that were made. Okay, thank you. Members, that just brings us to item number 24, 25 and 26. And I was just going to take the three together. You're not looking in, are you, Christine? Global Internal Audit Standards Circular in relation to consolidated council allowances and the National Fraud Initiative Northern Ireland 2024. I was going to take a proposal and seconder to note unless members have any questions. So if I could get a proposer and secondary, you could all go home. Councillor Devon to propose and a seconder be Councillor King. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, members. That brings us to the end of the meeting. Thank you for your time and attendance and your patience. Okay, and thank you to all the officers as well for attending and taking all the questions. Appreciate it. See you in May. We're out. Not at all. Oh, sorry.